an apology to Patty. I'm sorry for telling you why I'm sad the nights we lie wide-eyed in bedroom darkness. It might be the fact you can become afraid at what I say and press next to me, your right hand flat above my heart, your left arm tucked under like a wing that makes me say it again as the solid, familiar objects of the room rise from shadow to outline like animals coming out of the ocean. If I could still see them when the light goes off and the air suddenly blackens, I might not be overtaken by this sense that the life I've chosen is the wrong one and tell you, as if then you could take it inside you and so take me along.